This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A 27-year-old indigenous man went missing in Denver. CPR's Matt Bloom reports his case is the first use of a new statewide alert system.
Juan Believe Vigil was last seen December 29th, leaving a house in West Denver. According to an alert from the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, he was wearing blue jeans and a black jacket with white stripes. CBI and community advocates launched the new alert program last month to bring more awareness to cases like his in the indigenous community, which sees disproportionately high rates of violence. Future alerts will be distributed through local news stations, social media, and cell phone texts. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Sikhs in Colorado are working to collect and preserve their history in the state. Noreen Singh is leading the project and says she's learning a lot about her community and about her father's history. He was one of the highest-ranking Sikhs to serve active duty in the U.S. Army.
It has been cool to hear his history. I always pick up on new things that I didn't know before. We pulled out the old scrapbooks and old, you know, military records of his. It was really cool to dig back and always pull the layers of his story that I may have never even heard, even growing up with him.
The project is funded by History Colorado's State Historical Fund. Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck says he's hopeful his party's disagreements over choosing a speaker will be resolved soon. On Tuesday, Buck voted for Representative Kevin McCarthy to lead the House. But so far, McCarthy is insufficient support among Republicans to become Speaker. Congressman Buck.
I think that there will be an effort to either find a set of rules that Kevin can live with, that people can live with, or they're going to find a person. So it's either procedure or person that's going to change this.
Colorado's Republican House members were divided in yesterday's vote. Doug Lamborn also voted for McCarthy. Representative Lauren Boebert gave her support to Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. This is CPR News and KRCC.